Wielding pruning shears, Governor Lincoln Chafee and other dignitaries cut a giant red ribbon, signaling the start of table games at Twin River.
3, 2, 1, and the games begin.
Earlier, the governor betrayed his bias for another type of gambling when he listed the games now available at Twin River.
Blackjack, roulette, craps, baccarat, Spanish 21, three-card poker, let it ride, big six wheel. These are just some of the games. I'd be better off betting on the horses. Thank you.
The tables filled quickly with players. Nick Choi of Riverside says he's thrilled to have table games so close to his home.
I welcome it.
Did you play often?
Yeah, usually at Foxwoods, though, is where I spend my time, so it'll be nice to be close to home now, you know?
Rhode Island voters approved expanding Twin River from a slots parlor to a full casino in last fall's elections. The games are expected to generate an additional $15 to $20 million per year for the state treasury. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.